Well, hello, Kathy, and welcome to the program, and it's time for our monthly garden Q&A.
Kind of like back to school for gardeners.
That's right. So, people are asking, and as they should, what things can we plant now? And this is in the upper Midwest. Pretty good time for that question.
Yep. So many things. It depends on how much sun your growing spaces have. Basically, plants that mature and bear within the next 3 months.
Yeah,
you're fine with as long as you have adequate sun.
Yeah, but not potatoes. We tried that once, and that was a dismal failure.
No,
I mean carrots, beets, turnips.
Sure. Parsnips. Root vegetables are good because some of those also can stay in the ground a little bit after a frost. So some other bush variety green beans, onions for shallots. You won't get the big bulb onions, but some of the brassica will benefit from growing when they're going to have a light frost before picking them, like cabbage.
But you want to have your plants started and ready to go, yeah.
Yes, you do.
One thing I found about fall gardening is you really, especially the first couple of weeks when the plants are going and the weather is still hot, you got to water at least once a day. Light watering, but you got to do it every day.
You do, and they really need to be babied, and that will be especially true because we're going to do a little lettuce, spinach, arugula, and radish as well, and hope for some fall salad.
People have asked, too, time to plant garlic?
No.
No, it's not.
It is not. You wait till right before it snows, pretty much, right before a freeze.
Yeah, here now it's like the second week in November, first or second week in November. Yeah.
And with climate change, that timing has shifted from the end of October.
So somebody asking about eggplant. I've got all this eggplant. What do I do with it?
Well,
what a problem. What a problem to have.
You know, one thing that I've been happy to be doing lately is to bake up eggplant parmesan and freeze it into portions for easy meals. If you don't want to make a whole dish with it, you can roast that eggplant before freezing it. It reduces the space in the freezer or wherever you're putting
it. And I've also fried the eggplant like you would fry it in preparation for eggplant parmesan. You dip it in egg, you bread it with flour, cornmeal, salt and pepper, maybe some basil or oregano, fry it, and then just when it cools, freeze those fried pieces of eggplant.
Yeah, that's handy. You don't have to make a whole eggplant parmesan. You can take those individual patties, I would call them out, and you can just put them in your skillet and then top them with some of the good parmesan-y stuff.
Something we've never tried that I'm curious about would be making and freezing baba ganoush.
Okay, we have enough eggplant this year.
We're in that category of what do we do with all this eggplant?
We did recently with all our beets this year, and even some that were still frozen from last year, make borscht. And freezing part of that is going to be a really nice treat in the winter.
What a delightful color.
So pretty. Yeah. It's so pretty.
Someone is asking how to cure onions. They're worried particularly about the humidity in the upper Midwest this year.
I'm going to let you field that, Ed, because you're kind of the onion guy.
Well, that's a really good question because, there is a lot of humidity out there. And I did something different this year. I set them up in the basement. We have these panels that we use for various things, and it's made from chicken wire. And I got this idea from somebody in a foreign country. I can't remember which one. but sticking the tops of the onions through the holes, so the onion bulb itself is sitting on top of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So you have all these onions lined up on the screen, the necks hanging down, and then I got a fan going on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it
you have this in the basement.
In the basement, yeah, where we can kind of control the temp and humidity. I mean, the temperature wants to be between 75 and 85. So we're a little cooler, like maybe 70, which isn't bad. And the humidity, I've heard is like 65 to 75%. That's actually harder to regulate because it depends on, we don't run the air conditioning too much, but when we do, the humidity drops.
It does.
When it rains outside or it becomes humid, the humidity goes up. So we have kind of a dehumidifier that goes on and off depending on how close we are to that range. That's a long answer, but I think the bottom line is you gotta get them in a place where they can get air, no light, no sunlight, sunlight bad, and that rough range of humidity and temperature that gives them a chance to dry and get those necks nice and get a good skin on the onion.
And these are the keeper onions. The right. onions come in, you know, early use and keepers.
Well, and some of ours actually now, some of the ones we're doing Elsa Craig, which is not a keeper onion, mm-hmm. and then Yellow of Parma, which is. And, I'm going to try to go ahead and braid again. We've already frozen a bunch, mm-hmm. but braiding them, they're really handy to have braided. Somebody wanted to know about tomato sauce recipes. Well, we can't give our secret away or we'd have to kill you.
some folks were talking really quickly about saving time by just putting the whole tomato into the pot and simmering that down and then blending that. Hmm. Just be careful if you keep the peel on, because according to the USDA and other sources, the peel can introduce bacteria,
yeah.
and you might be introducing the risk of botulism.
We popped the tomatoes into boiling or hot water, mm-hmm. pretty hot water, for just 45 seconds, and then the peels just usually slip off.
Yes, so. They do, and the chickens eat them.
Thank you, Kathy.